Meditation 35. I must be ready to make any sacrifice.
Dear Lord Shyam, there is nothing too difficult to tolerate when it comes to getting your direct association. The more you hide yourself, the more ecstasy there will be when we finally meet. Dear Lord, being away from you and your servants is unbearable. The only way I'm able to sustain my life is in anticipation of that glorious reunion. I know that once I meet you and your servants, I will immediately forget the suffering and the confusion I have experienced for millions of lifetimes. Dear Lord Shyam, I become a madman thinking about your spiritual associates and their selfless love. When I reflect on how long lust has kept me imprisoned, I want to immediately give up this body. It is my desire for these bodies that has kept me away from you. Knowing this, how can I remain in one another day more? Dear Lord, now that I am being reminded about you, I see how irrelevant mundane scholarship is. Dear Lord Shyam, when I think about wealth, I think of the chore of monitoring one's assets. When I am sleeping, unless I can dream of you, I might as well be dead. Any action that does not center itself around you is a waste of time. Oh, friendship! Anyone who cannot direct me to you is not a true friend. When I think of fame, I think how burdensome it is to attract any attention that doesn't focus itself on your glories. Conversation that does not deal with the exchanges between you and your servants is like a loud noise ringing in my ears. Reading anything that cannot be used for your service is a waste of time. My dear Lord Shyam, afraid of facing another night void of your association, I try to stretch each day thinking, before this day is over, I will see the lotus feet of the Lord. Now waking and sleeping are the same, as I am never at rest, for I must search you out wherever you may be. My dear Lord Shyam, I will be so persistent in looking for you that Lord Brahma will say, this soul is more bewildered than I was before I heard the order of Tapa. Please, Lord, give him your mercy. My dear Lord Shyam, I will work so hard to see you that Hanuman will shed tears. And coming to you, he will beg you, saying, please, have mercy on this soul. My dear Lord Shyam, I will study so intensely, understand your workings, that Goddess Saraswati will have difficulty supplying all necessary knowledge. As she tries, she will call out, Lord, have mercy on this poor soul. My dear Lord Shyam, I will pass so many tests, pushing Maya's challenges far away, one after another, and screaming out for you, that Indra will personally intervene, asking that I be given no more tests. He will plead, Lord, have mercy on this soul. My dear Lord, my fixed determination in getting your association will cause Kapila to discuss such pastimes with his mother. It will cause Sukadev to pause for a moment in his conversation with Maharaj Pritchett and say, Lord, have mercy on this poor wretched soul. My dear Lord Cham, Rupa Goswami himself will be so embarrassed to see a fool such as I, devoid of all qualifications, trying to be a renunciate in this hellish age of Kali, seeing that impossible situation, he will plead my case, saying, Lord, have mercy on this poor soul. My dear Lord Shyam, I will even attract the attention of Pallad. He will say, this man has such a low birth, is extremely crude, has no attraction for the process. He is offensive to the devotees, envious of the sadhus, and does not relish bhajan or kirtan. He has no attraction for the holy name, is full of doubt and lust, and on top of that is thinking that he will get direct mercy from the Lord. Oh Lord, have pity on this poor soul, for without your causeless mercy, there is no hope for such a worthless case. My dear Lord Shyam, without aid from your servants, without a glance of concern from your devotees, your sweet association is impossible. There is nothing that can fully qualify us for your direct attention. Therefore, I stand ready to do whatever is necessary, although I cannot do anything. I am so pitiful that only if such glorious personalities petition you on my behalf can all my great sins be forgiven. I have no qualifications of my own. All I can do is pray to somehow or other attract one of your pure servants to plead for me. I am the beggar that has no hope for your associate, but cannot live another day without it.